T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Senate Judiciary Committee has released the transcripts of interviews with the Trump campaign officials who met with a Russian lawyer in June 2016.
We're joined by CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Stephen, any revelations in those 1,800 pages of transcripts?
Well, look, it depends on your perspective. If you're a Democrat who believes that Donald Trump Jr. has been evading answers, then sure, there's a lot in here for you. It supplements what much of what we already knew about the 2016 Trump Tower meeting. And Democrats say it does show that Donald Trump Jr. gave evasive answers. The president's son told Senate investigators he has no recollection of discussing that Trump Tower meeting with his father. He admits he took it because he was willing to listen to what he hoped would be damaging information about Hillary Clinton from that Russian lawyer. So if you were of the mind that this is evidence of an intent to collude, well, then sure, there's plenty in it that you found interesting today. But if you believe that you've heard all there is to hear about this, and that you've heard long ago that Donald Trump Jr. admitted that he took the meeting and that there was really no greater purpose to it or anything that was a takeaway from it, well, then this is all old news today.
Stephen, let's switch gears to North Korea. President Trump was asked today about North Korea's threat to cancel next month's summit. Where do Mr. Trump and the White House stand on that?
Well, it's not entirely clear, Michael. The president said today that he hasn't seen or heard anything specifically from North Korea to indicate whether the Singapore summit next month is on or off. So he says, as he often does, we'll see what happens. The North Koreans last night issued a statement in which they expressed their frustration, anger, what have you, at the National Security Advisor John Bolton, who, beginning about 2.5 weeks ago in an interview with Margaret Brennan on Face the Nation, said that the idea here is to go after the Libya model of dismantlement of a nuclear program. Back in 2003 and 2004, under George W. Bush, the Libyans agreed to give up their nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. And John Bolton said in a round of interviews over the last couple of weeks that it's the Libya model that he'd like to apply to North Korea. Well, a top North Korean official issued that angry statement last night. They don't see themselves as Libya, now a failed state. Muammar Gaddafi, who made that deal, later died. He was brutally killed in the civil war in his country that followed. So the White House today has been trying to walk away from the idea of the Libya model that their own national security advisor has been talking about. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said today that it's the President Trump model that matters.
Thank you, Stephen. Good insight, as always, from CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.